This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio, and I'm Alan Taylor. And we thank Ink Radio for giving us the autonomy to be able to talk about whatever the heck we want to when it becomes, when it's all about trying to help you become more efficient and manage your life and your business better. And that's what this show is all about. We explore everything here, whether it be the spiritual side or even the, you know, systems and processes side, because a lot of life, you got to have systems and processes. But there is also that thing when you lay your head down on the pillow and there's a tornado of thought and your eyes are twitching back and forth and up and down and around and around. And you're like, and you got to open your eyes and go, I can't take it. You get up and you go and you drink some coffee and you start reading a book, and then you get tired. But then as soon as the book and you're not distracted anymore, then the thoughts come back and they torture you in the head. And so, you know, it's like, where is it that we can finally find peace and quiet and silence inside of our own head? And I'll tell you what, this is really important. Again, we're talking with Michael Lindenberger, and Michael is the author of the book, Simple Awakening, The Power of Inner Silence. Michael, where did you tap into this?
Well, you know, God, this must be 40 years ago, I did some meditation. It was transcendental meditation. Did it for several years, actually, almost a decade or more, and then ran out of steam and got real busy with work and you know, forgot the whole thing. And then about 4 years ago, over 4 years ago, I was at a friend's house, sat down to eat Thanksgiving dinner, you know, and somebody at the dinner said, hey, let's close our eyes and just a silent grace, and everybody, you know, do whatever you want in that, you know, minute. Let's just say a silent grace. So I closed my eyes and sort of went within. It's been the first time in, oh, maybe 10 years that I'd gone within like that. And suddenly all this silence came. And by silence, I don't just mean absence of noise, which, you know, that's one level of silence, absence of noise. But I mean that presence that you feel when the whole universe seems to organize itself into your state of being, and you know all is well, and everything is good, and you've got this pure, absolute silence that is guiding you. That dropped into my awareness in that 2 minutes grace that was there, and I said, oh, something special is going on.
Wow, that's, I mean, it was prophetic that the person said, you know, let's say this little grace, and then all of a sudden you got grace. Right?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
I love
you?
It. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's how it came. And then I said, well, okay, so I'm going to do this again. The next day, I just sat down in my own time, and it came pouring back in, and I did it again the next day, and the next day, I said,
So we're not talking about meditation, because everybody thinks, again, that meditation is this kind of funky, crazy thing. Not everybody. There's a lot of people that love it and do it. But this is just kind of like the Psalm 46:10, be still and know. Just be still, be quiet. And it's not really, I mean, I guess some people would say, oh, yes, he's meditating. But the reality is it's just simple. Be quiet. There's no, you're not doing any all these weird things that, you know, people have to do to find that quietness. You literally just sat down, close your eyes, and seek that quiet moment, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it.
Simple.
And you can do that for 5 minutes. You can do it for 10 minutes. I mean, I got to the point where I was doing it. It felt so good because, you know, really, I really hooked into something. It felt so good that I would do it for 40 minutes at a time sometimes, but only if I wanted to. I didn't make if you make it too much of a discipline out of this, you won't do it. It'll
now,
become
so
a sort of.
So is there a downsize? I mean, won't, you know, people find that comfort zone where they're going to get lazy and they won't be as efficient? But you're saying no, that actually it makes you more efficient.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have this theory, and I think it's true, that if you work from silence, you will be guided to the most important and best things you can be doing at any given time. If during the day you kind of dip into your silence, I'm not talking about for 5 minutes or 2 minutes. I just mean for a half a second when you have to make a decision, just kind of
pause,
kind of turn your attention into that silence a little bit and go with the guidance that comes. You'd be amazed how much more effective you are because you're being guided. You really are. I think everybody's got it, but it's just so much noise in the world that we've cut ourselves off from that.
No, and I like this because here's how I described it to my friends. Now, when I grew up in Ventura, California, on the beach, And I was, of course, I was a surfer kid. Now I look more like a manatee. But I grew up surfing, and I remember every now and then I would try and catch a wave, but the wave, it wasn't quite right for me because, you know, you have to follow that intuition of I want this wave or that wave. And I would just kind of pull back a little bit and let the wave pass me. And then I would wait for the right wave for me. So what I tell my friends, when you're being pressured to make a decision, and this happens in business, everybody, all the time, pause for a second. Let that wave pass you because maybe it's not ready. Maybe it's not the wave for you. And guess what? If it is the wave for you, unlike a wave that will go on and crash onto the beach, that piece of business is meant for you and it'll happen. And then you can kind of ride that wave of success, you might say. And that's they talk about surfing as being it's a free ride, right? Because, man, it's like Mother Nature and you kind of being at one. And in business, so many times people get freaked out because there's so much to do and so little time to get it done. But every now and then you got to pause and let that wave of freak out pass you by. And all of a sudden on the other side of that wave of angst or that wave of pressure that somebody's putting on you, there's that place where you really belong, where you can say, you know what? It really wasn't that big of a deal. I could do this and get it done in a timely fashion without doing a bad or a poor job at my job because I was doing it from the wrong energy. So tapping into that right energy makes you much more efficient. Am I saying this right? I mean, we have never met before, right? And this is the same thing.
I want you to write the next book for me. you absolutely have. First of all, I grew up surfing too, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Secondly, I just want to share this little story, which is that about 4 or 5 years ago, I gave an interview with an ABC News interviewer, and I described this, you know, this thing about how a lot of people in work do what you describe, which is you get into this freak out mode, you know, and you're wasting so much time.
All right, hold that thought, because we want people to know how not to freak out, and that is the biggest thing. I have employees do it all the time. They're like, I could see it in their face. They're like, oh my God, I'll never get this done that he's asking me to do. But you can. But you got to use the right energy. We're going to take a break. This is Inc. Radio. We're going to come back with more Michael Lindenberger. He is the author of Simple Awakening, The Power of Inner Silence. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. We'll be right back.